Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, June 24th. Overnight, moving my contracts now. December corn down 4¾ cents at 448.5. September wheat down 3¼ cents, 572.5. And November beans down 3 cents at 1117. Biggest news out there, we had pretty good rains in northern Illinois. Got an inch to an inch and a half here. First time we've had any rain in quite some time. But the rains also hit Iowa and Minnesota, where they don't need it. They got some rains in Wisconsin, which will be helpful. Some of the rains went over into northern Indiana, but not too much. But the temperatures have certainly cooled out here for the time being. But it looks like we heat back up later in the week. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday should be hotter and drier again. We did have the cattle on feed report on Friday. It looked a little bit bearish to me with the placements at 104, well over the 98.5 they were looking for. So that ought to be a little bearish on the cattle, maybe a little bit helpful long-term on the grains. The EU announced sanctions on Russia. Their liquefied natural gas, they have sanctions on that now. The dollar is down 43. That should be a little helpful for the grains, but we'll see. India may lower or abolish import tariffs on wheat due to the lack of monsoon that they've had. But the weather does appear to be a little bit better in India and China. But overall, we're going to be waiting today. We've got export inspections at 10 o'clock. We've got crop progress at 3 o'clock. That should be an interesting report to see if this hot, dry weather has done as much damage as it could, and to see whether the flooding in Iowa and Minnesota has taken the toll on some crops there. So it's going to be a very important report tonight. But, you know, we've got the export sales on Thursday. We'll get the commitment of traders reports tonight, but we should be heavily short corn, wheat, beans, and oil. The only thing they're long is 94,000 contracts a meal. But, you know, we'll get the crop progress tonight, Thursday export sales. And on Friday, the big report, the acreage numbers and stocks. The stocks number is going to be key, whether or not we can have a longer-term bull. The American farmer is still holding on to a lot of the export, a lot of the grain in stock on farm. That means that any rallies will be met with farmers selling out here, and that'll keep a lid on this grain market. So we don't see anything terribly hot and dry right now, though that could certainly change. It's like 1983 when we made our lows the day before the June report, even though we had had a hot, dry June. And then it turned out July was hot and dry and we took off. So maybe we'll see that's kind of the same thing here, making our lows on Thursday. And hopefully we'll see something positive on Friday with the reports. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.